And this is what's now common. Teachers in elementary school curricula are taught, are required to say to children, you can do anything you set your mind to. Wrong. People have real limitations. I'm never going to be an astronaut, no matter how much I set my mind to it. Some people are never going to be good at math, no matter how much they study it or set their mind to it. To give them the idea early on that it's just a matter of intention, that's crazy. You can't do anything you set your mind to. I understand how this idea evolved originally from the notion of people limit themselves needlessly, don't see their own potential, don't see they could are capable of much more than they frequently think. Of course that's true. Of course we limit ourselves and could do things we never even imagined ourselves doing. But you can't go from that to you can do anything you set your mind to. A child's going to take that very differently. So this is the cultural fad now towards children. You can do anything. This is what we don't do. Really look at our own limitations. Not in a self-critical way, not in a self-put-down, but recognizing our actual limitations as human beings, as body-minds. See, to do that, when you really look at your own limitations, when you really consider what you're capable of and what you'll never be capable of, you'll automatically see your strengths. You'll automatically key in on your gifts. You'll automatically see your tremendous potentials. It's not how it sounds. It's not focusing on what you can't do. Because of the word limitation, it sounds negative. But when you focus on your limitations, you'll start seeing yourself correctly. You'll start seeing what you can do, not just what you can't. But our egos don't let us focus on our limitations. Our egos tell us, find the way to do what you want. And then we end up not doing what we're best at, what's natural for us. Because those patterns that we operate from contain inherent possibilities for what will be right for us. And all of this is no different than when we talk about listening to the inner voice. This is no different than when we say God has a divine plan for everything and everyone. This is the exact same statement. So you want union with God? Start looking at your own limitations. Start understanding better and examining more.